Our daughters live in Denver and Colorado Springs. Our granddaughter lives out here, so our children brought us out here. We lived at a large community up near Buena Vista for about 5 years, and then the recession brought us down here in 2009. And it was just, it's just a nice area. It was a nice little home. The home was about 25 years old when we moved into it, but it was very conducive to us being a retired couple. So that was attractive to us, and I think the neighborhood was very appealing. I think Mountain Shadows in general is a very appealing place to live, and period, right next to the foothills. I don't think any of us expected to be evacuated, but the police came around that Saturday evening saying we needed to get out of the neighborhood. I told my wife I'm not going anywhere until I finish my pizza and my ice cream. So I did that, and then we left, and we went down to our daughter's house, which is in the Fountain area. And we could see the actual blaze of the fire on the side of the hillside, the mountainside. I didn't realize the extent of the damage until I saw an aerial photo that was taken by the Denver Post. And I looked down on that aerial photo, and I could see that our particular area, our particular neighborhood, Parkside Homeowner Association, it was just white with just black foundations. Everything was just completely gone. Parkside HOA has 178 homes in that subdivision. That's one of many little subdivisions living at Parkside. We lost 79% of those homes, completely destroyed. That's pretty devastating for a community like that. You know, what do you do with this? What do we do now? What do we just go and find a little townhouse someplace else, or do we rebuild? Those are big problems people are surmounted with because there's a lot of retired people living in that neighborhood. I'm a Christian, and I had to really rely on the Lord to help. We both did, just to realize, what are we supposed to do the rest of our lives? What are we supposed to do in this neighborhood? How are we supposed to do this? Are we not supposed to do it? The relationship to our family, our daughters, granddaughter, what should we do? And a lot of prayer went into that because I had to do a lot of soul searching. Gene and I both did on that. And I don't know how you put all that in words, but everybody was going through the same thing, spiritually, soulfully, physically. When I was invited to come on the board, I didn't sleep all that night because I realized, and I had to really pray about it a lot. I knew what I was getting into, and I knew that if I had taken that position on the board, I was going to be faced with committing to this neighborhood, committing to rebuilding, committing to making this huge step. And that was psychologically tough. But I look back on that, and I'm glad we did. So I was asked to serve on that for a while. I was on that for 3.5 years. My main job there was to be a facilitator. I was not a builder. My Mike Dunn is not in construction. It was electrical engineering with power systems and so forth. But I had enough know-how to be able to help facilitate that, and that was one of my main jobs. A lot of people don't realize what that really entailed. Infrastructure was huge. You're looking at a complex that's just nothing but, you know, ash and burnout trees. Some phone systems were burnt out. Everything had to completely be replaced. It's just unimaginable what the infrastructure had to be put there. All these factors had to be, they were all part of a huge puzzle, all part of a big equation you had to put together with a lot of people. And, you know, he had a lot of meetings to try to come together and figure out what you're going to do and what you could or couldn't do. Yeah, those are things that are huge when you're trying to rebuild a neighborhood like that. Many people to be thanked. And as of this date, the fifth anniversary date, we have rebuilt 138 out of 140 homes that would be completely rebuilt. In other words, we're 98% there. There's only two vacant lots. You know, that's really something after 5 years of work. But when you look back on all this and see the neighborhood, I can look at it all now and say, gee, all this was accomplished. It's amazing. It's amazing what people have done.